58 degrees outside here in Champaign-Urbana. We now go to Danny Poff to see how things are opening up today on the market. How's it look this morning, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me. We have mostly higher trade across the board. July corn of 3 3/4 at 4.60 1/4 on the July contract. July soybeans up 3 cents at 12.11 1/2. And July wheat is kind of leading the way and it's been up most of the overnight session too, up 12 1/4 at 6.49 1/2. Wheat made new highs on the move, touched 6.60 on the July contract overnight. So getting a lot of attention on wheat. As Russia's had problems with their growing season, central Kansas has been very dry. So just adding some premium there. Outside markets, June WTI oil up 64 cents at 79.90. Equities, Dow Jones up 169 at 39.560. But the big news today, Steve, is we'll get our updated WASDE USDA report at 11 a.m. We'll take a look at old crop, and then it'll be the first time they print the balance sheet for the 24-25 new crop balance sheet. The trade is really just expecting some bearishness because what happens every year is they start with trendline yields, and then we'll see what happens with the growing season thereafter. They got to start somewhere, so they'll likely adopt a 181 trendline yield on corn and a 52 on soybeans, although we have, you know, come up short on that, especially on corn the last couple of years. So I expect the market, futures market, to take it in stride and get focused back to the U.S. weather situation. And U.S. weather situation has been pretty tough. We've had just lingering scattered rains, keeping folks out of the field, and a lot of producers unable to complete planting very timely, just stop and go progress for sure. We have a dry stretch a little bit here, 2 or 3 days through Sunday, and then some heat and scattered rains begin again on Monday. So like I said, just been kind of annoying little 3 to 4 tenths rains every 3 or 4 days, keeping folks out of it. And of course, no one wants to plant in not ideal conditions either. So it's really kind of frustrating a lot of farmers in central Illinois, that's for sure.